Jared had a really bad habit of thinking that his time was more important than everybody else's. Couldn't park in a normal parking spot at the grocery store. Nah. Couldn't park in a normal spot when he was going into a restaurant.
Like had a trip and fall in the parking lot.
Please. He had to pull up into the fire lane, the emergency lane, right. Because he's lazy, friends. Mm-hmm. That's what he is. And people started reporting it. Every time I would go out, I would hear, guess Jared thinks he's better than everybody else parking in the emergency lane. Yeah. So we thought we broke you of the habit.
I did too. And so, because to my knowledge, I don't have the Tesla anymore. I have a different car. I'm like, I have not done that since I got called out.
You really have not?
Other than when I do music bingo and I have to park and unload the speaker and stuff. But
then you move your car.
Then I park my car in the right. parking space and that's it.
There's definitely a difference in unloading and shopping.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Big difference. For sure. Yeah. And so I got this message from, I can't say who.
Oh.
He's a manager at Food Lion.
Okay.
A manager. I didn't say the manager.
Ah, manager.
I didn't say which one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, I know you're giving grief for parking in the fire lane at Food Lion.
Yep.
You should ask Jason where he parked Saturday at the new Food Lion in Kernersville.
Yep.
You.
So somebody recognized me?
Yeah.
Doing that?
He said
Hold
they
on.
Saw your snow car.
God, they know you.
I'm not even going to say what it is, but he nails it. Then he saw the Summerlark photos and he was like, that was definitely him.
Jason.
I thought it was. And said, you went in. Did your shopping. Just parked right, no, not in the parking space, just right against the building.
I am ashamed
okay,
of you.
Hold on.
No.
It's out of context.
How?
I will tell you how.
Okay.
That building has a huge fire lane. On the side of the building, there is no fire lane, and various other cars park there all the time.
Doesn't make it right. He said,
there's no fire lane. I'm not in front of the store blocking the fire department. It's against a brick wall that other cars park on the side. With no fire
lane. Why can't you just park in a normal spot like a normal person?
It's much more convenient that way.
That's why I did it!
Not in a fire lane.
That's why I did it!
I'm not in a fire lane. There's literally no fire lane there.
Are we sure?
100%.
You're positive?
I will take a photo. Somebody can call in. Yes.
Well, this is the manager of the store, and he said that is not for customers to park.
Okay, well, it's not a fire lane.
But you gave me crap for parking
in a fire lane.
Well, I said, or just in front. I mean, there's other people that said, oh, you parked right in front of this other store, and it wasn't, all fire lane the whole way. I mean, some of it is.
I mean, I guess it changes it a little bit if it's not a fire lane, but it's still
and
lazy.
And it's not right in front of the store.
Are they actual parking spots?
No, he said it's not.
So you're pulling up there because you think that your time's more valuable.
Well, I do hear, I got the idea from seeing various cars all day parked there.
Matt, what do you think?
It's definitely different if it's not a fire lane, but I could park in the middle of the street and it's not a fire lane.
Well,
that's
right,
still
exactly.
not what
that's
you're
a
supposed
little
to
different
do.
Because I'm not blocking any traffic or anything like that. Parking in the middle of the street would block traffic. There's no traffic being blocked. In fact, if you go to Costco on a day that is busy as hell, they're parked all on the side of the building.
Those are parking spots.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Yeah.
I look, they're actually fire lane.
Where are you talking about?
Through when you walk into the side of Costco where Five Below is,
yeah,
they're parked all the way down on a bit. Try going on a Saturday morning.
I've
they're
been
parked
there.
Yeah. All the way down in the fire lane, all the way down.
Okay, I've never
this
seen that.
This is not a fire lane.
I also don't park on
and
that side.
And does not
ever.
Block any traffic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can't give me crap for like
yes,
parking right in front
fire
of the
lane.
Store. And I would park on the side of the building at my Food Lion, but then it's walking further than anything.
Mm-hmm. It almost is.
Well, no, I know that one. If you park on the side, you're kind of right in there. Because by right's kind of that way, but they have parking spots on the side.
Okay.
It's like you can park there, but it's actually marked parking spots. I just thought it was interesting.
Technically, it is different. However, still not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
It's not.
If it's not a designated parking spot, you are...
There is no
rules.
Lines, but it is a huge area over there.
I wonder why there's no lines.
I don't know.
Well, the funny part is at Costco, there are lines.
People just don't.
Yeah. It gets so busy, there's nowhere to park. Like, you have to park by, like, Marshalls.
Guess what? Mm-hmm. If it were so busy and there was not a place to park, I would just leave.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing I've never understood. Is this? I make that exact same thought about when people driving these days, it's like they think, if I don't get off at this exit and do whatever it is necessary, then I can't get there. Instead of back in the, like when you were learning to drive, it was if you missed your exit, you just kept going.
You're right. You don't
and then you would turn around.
Like on track over now, five
yes,
traffic.
Now on the highway, people will just stop.
Yeah,
they'll just
no,
stop
I get
and
that.
Wait till
yeah.
they have to get over. And yeah. it's insane.
But the problem is if you go to Costco, you went all the way there and you have to get something for that day.
If there's not a parking spot, I'm not just going to leave my car anywhere.
Oh, well, yeah. But I mean, it's. I'm not leaving it in a fire lane. It's not blocking any traffic. It's not blocking customers or anything like that. And I do see a lot of people do it frequently.
So you're saying,
if it was trust me, I'm big on fire. I don't want to block anything.
So it's just a fire lane, but parking against a building or whatever, that you're
Jason
okay with that.
For
I am.
Fire.
Yeah. I am big on fire.
No, I have a fear of a lot of fire what happened in the past in my dad's business.
Yeah.
He just said, just so you know, he was parked beside the store, definitely not in a parking spot when there were plenty, even if it meant walking.
Mm-hmm.
So he just, this just came out of nowhere over the weekend. And I was like,
I do think it's different. Maybe it's not the right thing to do, but
it's different.
Yeah, it's like you gave me such a hard time. You think you would just always park in a parking spot. Uh-huh. That's my point.
That you never park in a fire lane.
Consider not parking somewhere that you're not supposed to park. Yeah. That's my point.
All right.
I respect Jared for bringing it up.
Yeah.
I respect Jared for trying. Yeah. It's definitely not as bad as what Jared did.
Yeah. And
fire
what?
Lane is worse.
I don't do it anymore.
Well, good.
I broke it.
Good.
Because too many people are watching.
It took my public shaming, but now I stopped.
When I got the only reason. I had to because I totaled the Tesla hitting a deer. But so I got a newer car now. And so I was like, I was tempted because no one knows this car. I'm like, no, just walk. And if you get hit by a car,
you're fine.
That's where
it's the same risk that everybody else is taking.
Yeah, not Jason.
Yeah, well, I guess not. Yeah.
I think that Jared changed because of shame, not because it's the right thing to do.
Not because he has any sort of morals when it comes to that. No,
yeah.
Just because you got shamed, people will see.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And what manager is this?
Oh, I'm not saying.
Yeah, we can't. That's not fair.
We don't have a certain amount of managers.
So you.
Be prepared, food line. Jason's going to walk in today and ask to speak to all of you.
Now he's going
to
be on the warpath.
His SUV will be right by your store, not in a parking spot.
And there are also no signs or anything, or nothing. And in fact, that side area is pretty big, and there's actually a curb. And to me, if there's no signs or anything like that, not blocking anybody, you can actually park on that curb.
He says you can't because he works there.
Yeah.
He said you can't, or he just was annoyed?
No, he said, you're not supposed to park there.
Go to a parking spot. That's why they have them.
Yeah.
Like, Sam's Club has, we're technically on the side. It's not the fire lane, but you could park, but you're not supposed to.
No, there's a bunch of carriages, and it would be blocking traffic.
Well, so is Costco. On the side, they have, a whole tire center on the side.
I don't do that at Costco.
I've never seen people do that.
Because it's a fire lane and blocking people.
I've never seen it either, because they...
And I've been there a bunch.
Yeah, they don't...
I'll take a picture for you if you don't believe me.
It's not that I don't believe you.
On Saturday mornings at 10
o'clock? I've seen people go, and they're picking stuff. They pull up, and they're, unloading their TV in it. And that's a little bit different than,
And I've seen it during, Christmas season. It's unbelievable. You literally have to park at Marshall's at times.
How long were you at Food Lion?
Oh, quick.
Before y'all get snitched on, do you want to admit to parking where you shouldn't park at all?
I don't.
No, I
you
don't.
Have.
I
you
did
have
that
a long
one time. Yeah, but
on,
I don't.
On Veterans Day, but it's fine.
Where did you park?
A veteran's parking spot.
I was pregnant, and I parked it. But I told you guys about it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Nobody snitched on me. I was like, I did this, and I didn't think it was wrong because I was heavily pregnant.
Veterans only.
In a veterans parking lot on Memorial Day?
All the mom's all the mom spots were taken, and I was
those
like, all right.
With glass houses.
I did. I told you about it, and it was
still those with glass houses.
Yeah. Over 10 years.
I almost give more credit for Jared parking in the fire lane than I do with that.
It's not illegal to park in a veteran spot.
It's wrong.
It's wrong. It was wrong.
Yeah.
Yes, and I knew that. Well, I mean,
especially on that day.
Okay. Either way.
But no,
I
mean,
told you
but
about
nothing
it.
Since then.
No.
But you, Matt, you never parked.
No,
in front
I'm
of
the parking police. I can't stand. I get antsy if Hannah just needs to be dropped off at the front, stopping in the parking lane.
Yeah, I hate that.
In the fire lane let her into the store.
I have no problem dropping.
I'll go and park way away, and she's always like, just look for me to come out. I'm like, no, I'm just going to be over there. Walk to the car.
Oh, you don't like doing the circling thing?
I don't like circling. Oh. I don't like pulling into the fire lane to even drop her off.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, if I could drive in the store,
we know.
I would.
Yeah.
And I would just put my arms out. And
Jared's preference is to have the store brought to him.
Yes.
But you know what? I don't ever do that.
I don't
even think about it.
Because you have to pay for it. Because it's expensive.
Is it?
Delivery.
Oh, then I'm not doing it.
If you do an Instacart, if you do the yearly deal, that's better. But pickup,
Do pickup.
Pickup, you can.
Jared doesn't think that far in advance.
No, that's true.